Why do I think people are drawn to advice telling them to do hard things? Because I think any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it.
I had a purpose, and anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for.
And where did inspiration come from?
The love of the game.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
Because I think to understand that, we would have to understand what it means for the future to be only potential rather than actuality. And then we'd have to understand how it is that our conscious choices and our conscious ethical choices transform that potentiality into actuality, into reality, into the present and the past. And
stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there.
I'm not gonna lie and portray this ultimate poise like I've been had it figured out. Nah, I just didn't quit. That's the only distinguishing quality. Unless, you know, you're gonna really take the stance if I'm gonna die behind what I'm getting at right now.
But life is hard, and that's the way it's always been. It's our lot. Now, if you don't want to accept that, that's up to you, okay? But it's our lot. It's our place.
I've been talking in a very delineated manner about responsibility, which is a strange thing to sell to people, but responsibility is what gives your life meaning. And it isn't an injunction. You're a bad person, you should take on responsibility. It has nothing to do with that. You can define the damn responsibility. It isn't something that someone else should impose on you. It's not a matter of doing what you should do in some abstract manner. It's not that. It's the choice of what game you're going to play.
Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. Someone said we have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. No. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
There's going to be things in your life that you don't have control over. And no, there's nothing you can do about that. What you can take ownership of is how you respond to that situation. And so that's what you have to do. Oftentimes, it's pretty easy just to say, oh, that's not me, that's not on me. And people say, that's not my fault, there's nothing I can do about that. And more often than people think, there is something you can do about it. And it is your fault.
Okay. No one else has ever done it. No one who has had it worse than you has ever figured out how to do it. You're right. Right, of course you're not right, so shut the fuck up.
And what everybody needs to do is turn around, look in the mirror, and look at themselves. The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer to fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands.
You are all the things that are wrong with you. It's not the alcohol or the drugs or any of the shitty things that happened to you in your career or when you were a kid. It's you.
If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you?
But the first step you have to do is face yourself and be accountable for what you're not, so then you can be what you want to be. But I want to look in that mirror, not impress anybody, not money, not fame, not nothing. I wanted to impress the guy in the daggone mirror. And I worked endlessly and tirelessly to do that.
You hold this boy's future in your hands. It's a valuable future. Don't destroy it. Protect it. Embrace it. It's gonna make you proud one day, I promise you.
I don't wanna lose that. I don't wanna lose myself in business. I don't wanna lose myself in trying to earn a better living, in trying to get a name, in trying to do this. I have turned down so much because I've looked at it and I've asked myself, who's this going to make me be? Who's this going to turn me into? Even a little bit. And it's like, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it.
I've met many more very rich men who've chased that dollar to be successful and to be relevant for having the most money, that the last 15, 20, even younger years were bewildered, lost, had no relationships, didn't have purpose. We all want to be relevant, but I think we all forget to ask ourselves relevant for what before we chase our relevance or chase success.
And I think that once you actually give yourself the reality glasses, not the woe is me glasses, but think, no, really, if I had to do this, what are all of the things that I would have to improve? Then you see how incredibly long that list is. And then you take this deep breath, and that list is the hard work. It's starting at the top and then wanting to cross the first one off after your first day, but then realizing you still haven't done it well enough to cross it off. And you're like, wait, I have to do another day and I still haven't, quote, made a dent in this list. And then you do it another day and a third day and a fifth day and a fifth week. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think I've got the first one done. And then you still look at this list, but along the way of doing that first one, you realize 20 other things that you could add to that list.
For every one that you cross off, you create 10 more because you start to win in the weeds. You start to look at a higher resolution.
And that's the never-ending cycle of excellence.
I know they don't get it. You know, like you, because you are knowledgeable, you were able to write your story. You were able to write your narrative. And I just think because these kids don't understand the power of education, they're not writing their own narrative. And they're letting people write their narrative for them. Yeah. They're letting people just decide their fate.
Life is about choices. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And you can hit the snooze button and you can stay in the bed where it's safe and it's comfortable. Or you can get up and face the world. You can stare at your phone scrolling on social media endlessly. Or you can create habits that are going to help you become the person that you want to be, the person that you are destined to be. Each of these choices, whether big or small, add up to the story of who we are and who we are becoming and determine the direction of our lives.
And you are here. That life exists and identity. Powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. What will your verse be?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits. But each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80-something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
The next time you want to just give in to that desire for comfort, remember that your future self is going to be the one to suffer the consequences. So easy to just put it off and act like it doesn't exist. But that future self that you're passing all these burdens to will one day be yourself of the present, and you'll wish you chose to do otherwise.
Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts.
Never fucking apologize for being yourself. If people don't like how you act, how you look, how you speak, that just means those aren't your fucking people. Don't change who you are to match your surroundings. Pick better fucking surroundings and be yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. Most men would understand that when a man cries and he's whimpering, he's hurting. You know, because I've been there. And there's no shame in crying, gentlemen. Men, it's okay to cry. We can still be a man, but you're also human. And it does show a little bit of your vulnerability.
Do it for your loved ones. Do it for your wife. Do it for your husband. Do it for your children. Do it for generations to come. Come on, after you're dead and gone, what will they say about what you did? Yes, there's so many people depending on you, but it's got to start with you and the man upstairs.
If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, nobody, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting.
For some strange reason, this world wants to see you water down the reality of who you are. Our society wants to see you think like everyone else and feel just like those around you. Maybe for somebody who's so distracted from their true desires as a person, that doesn't sound so bad. But the pain of seeing through limitation and full absence of distractions is almost unbearable. You see, it hurts because the resistance wants you to give in and mold to what's expected of you. And if I can provide some advice, don't.
I don't know where you are in your game of life. You may be in your third quarter. You may be in your fourth quarter. Come on, you're not going to live forever, not in this world. Come on. You may be in your first quarter, your second half, and this time it's got to be personal. See, last time you were just running through the plays. Last time you were just running the songs that you rehearsed in rehearsal. Last time you were just going through the motions and you got numb, come on, and you got tired and weary, and now you're broken and bitter and angry because you lost. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene.
His life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your shit. You better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never fucking lay down for shit. That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that shit feels. That means, fuck it, try and break me again.
Well, I think working class guys, the whole bloody world rests on their shoulders. It really matters if they do a good job. And so a lot of working class guys come to my shows and they say, look, I've been listening to your lectures while I'm doing long haul trucking or while I'm working in my forklift, whatever. I think, great, man, get the hell out of it. Do your job properly.
Do it.
You bet. And do it right. Support your family. Man the hell up. Live a responsible life. And what you're doing is valuable. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it.
You got a lot of people paying their hard-earned money to come watch you perform. It's your job to be in shape. It's your job to be strong enough to perform at that level every single night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking. Like, it's not, oh my God, my back hurts, I'm sore, we gotta play Vince Carter and Toronto Raptors tonight.
Pick your mountain, whatever that mountain is, and each journey of the mountain is a million steps, and each day you have to take that step.
Yeah.
Each day you take that step, you look up at the mountain, you say, yeah, that's where I wanna go. Mm. And then each next day you take your step over and over and over again.
Let yourself go, fall free into it, step into it, you are worthy. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all the earth. There will never be another you. Your DNA, your fingerprint, come on, your gait, your presence, your authenticity. Come on, you're special. You're special and you're necessary.
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
I'm realizing that I have to daily show up for myself if I want my life to be what I want it
right.
to be.
Right.
It is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it's like you have to have some sort of a plan. When I used to be a little bit more aimless, I was just like, oh, I want things to be good. It wasn't enough.